It is not only your fear. It is everybody's fear. Because nobody is what he was supposed to be by existence. The society, the culture, the religion, the education, all have been conspiring against innocent children. They have all the powers. The child is helpless and dependent. So whatsoever they want to make out of him, they manage to do it. They don't allow any child to grow to its natural destiny. Their every effort is to make human beings utilities. Who knows if a child is left on his own to grow? Whether he will be of any use to the vested interests or not? The society is not prepared to take the risk. It grabs the child and it starts molding it into something that is needed by the society. In a certain sense, it kills the soul of the child, gives him a false identity. So that he never misses his soul, his being. The false identity is a substitute. But that substitute is useful only in the same crowd by which it has been given to you. The moment you are alone, the false starts falling apart. And the repressed real starts expressing itself. Hence the fear of being lonely. Nobody wants to be lonely. Everybody wants to belong to a crowd. Not only one crowd, but many crowds. A person belongs to a religious crowd, a political party, a Rotary Club, and there are many other small groups to belong. One wants to be supported 24 hours because the false without support cannot stand. The moment one is alone, one starts feeling a strange craziness.